The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Well, good morning, DMV. How's everybody's long weekend going? Myself, I'm so happy to be able to see my daughter from Boston. Very, very glad to be with her. And spend time with family in general and enjoy some sunshine, maybe some crabs. How about you? Well, maybe you've decided to spend one last weekend at the beach with your family or thought, hey, now is the best time to get my home ready for the fall. Well, whatever you're doing, I just want to sincerely hope that you're having a lovely weekend because you deserve it. Well, pointing you home today, let's cover a variety of topics. Did you know that U.S. mortgage debt hits a record, eclipsing the 2008 peak? So the amount of money that homeowners owe on their properties has finally eclipsed what was owed back in 2008 when the market crashed. Of course, it's been 11 years now. It doesn't seem like it can't somehow, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm in the business of real estate and because I walked through that whole trial in a very intimate way with many of my clients and trying to sell properties as we went through the collapse of real estate values in some quadrants of the DC area and went through short sales and all the foreclosures and a variety of things. It's just 11 years. It's gone so quickly. And it's hard to imagine it's been that long. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's also that my kids are all getting to that point where I've got one at home now, a junior in high school, and the others are out of college or in college. My daughter just started at Liberty. MK is her name. She's playing for the women's ice hockey team, and I'm so happy to be able to see her continue her career. She's been playing for 8 years locally, and Liberty asked her to join their team. So I'm thrilled to be able to watch that. So I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm kind of at that point where life has sped up. Some of you, maybe you've gone through that, say, yeah, well, it doesn't get any slower. I don't know. But do you know U.S. mortgage debt hitting this new ceiling, this new top now, is this a concern? Well, sure. I mean, I don't like debt in general. I think that debt is just puts the borrower into the position of being a slave to the lender, in a sense, you know, or a partner, which could be seen that way. So remember, I went out this past week. I went out to Scottsdale, Arizona, and I've got a property that I bought back in 2006 in a little town called Fountain Hills, a beautiful, beautiful property out there that beautiful views of the Four Peaks and the gold fields and Red Rocks. These are mountain ranges that are nearby and a beautiful fountain. There's 330 feet tall. It's the sixth tallest fountain in the world. Very pretty area, very nice, very dry and very hot. But while I was there, I was checking on a property that I bought in 2006 and became a long-term landlord on that property. What do I mean, became one? Well, I wasn't intending on it. I bought the property as a speculative purchase, and I had, as some investors, I had done well in purchasing and trading properties for a few years. Well, when the market changed in 2006 in Phoenix, and it changed there faster than it changed here, because in six we were still kind of muddling along selling houses and not for that much less. But there we already saw market values down 15%, and it went on to be down 50 to 60%. In fact, in an 18-month period, according to one real estate agent, Paul Kelleher and his wife, Wendy, who are very fine agents with Kelleher Real Estate there in Fountain Hills, they told me that the market went up 52% in 18 months in Phoenix and Scottsdale and Fountain Hills, but went down 60% in the next 18 months. So house property that I bought, basically I lost half of the value. And, you know, I just at that point in my career was not of a mind to say, OK, I got to get out of this by paying the difference. And I don't believe in walking away from a commitment that I've made to a debt because I joined with the bank. They lent me their money. And this money isn't the bank's money. This is other people's money that they've given to the bank to lend. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you deposit money in your bank, that money then gets taken and used for other purposes by the bank where they try to make good use of the money to get a greater return for the bank and for the investors, the stockholders for that bank. So I felt the obligation, especially in light of the quality of the opportunity that I have here in the D.C. area, and my income was sufficient to be able to support carrying the property for the last 12 to 13 years. I decided I'm just going to own up to this commitment that I've made and continue to pay, even though my rent didn't cover my mortgage. Now, this is all being related back to this statement that U.S. mortgage debt has hit a record. If you are taking on debt to purchase real estate, you have to look at it as a partnership between you and the bank. That's really the best way. There are many people who walked away from loans and they that's everybody's individual choice. There are those who couldn't afford to keep their properties and therefore they couldn't fulfill the obligation. But fortunately for me, I could. It's been a long 12 to 13 years of walking through, slowly increasing rents, killing the mortgage over time. And by the way, that word kill, amortize, is literally to kill, and that is the Latin root of that. So I don't like debt, and I think partly because I've experienced the pain of carrying debt that doesn't make sense. If, on the other hand, I had purchased in 2010, I would have paid half as much, and I'd be up, 75% from that low on that amount that I would have paid, and I would say, oh, debt's great, right? All depends on perspective. Just recognize that debt means that you owe somebody else, a silent partner who just wants to collect interest every month on what you're borrowing. So be prepared for that.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Every year I go through continuing education on a variety of topics, including fair housing and on markets and whatnot for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. As you know, I'm licensed in all three, and I'm fortunate to have a group. This is my 32nd year in real estate, and I'm just about to start my 16th year here on the radio on WMAL. Started in 2004 and thought, wow, if I don't do it now, I don't know when. And it's been a great run. Coming up in the second half of our show today, the Seniors Solution Show. This will be our last Seniors Solution Show. We're going to be making a transition as a team where I'll continue to be pointing you home here every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. So you'll get me every Sunday. We'll have a section on my show occasionally about senior solutions, but not an entire show devoted to that. And this is primarily because we're going to invest more of our time and our attention into doing videos and driving people's attention through those videos. And we think that that's the way to go while bringing radio and video together. So only have so much time in the week to do the preparation, all the consummate preparation that I do to bring you the content that I do. And as you know, and many of you say, Eric, I appreciate the fact that you're not just blah-blahing and talking and regurgitating. You bring the truth on the radio. You bring the reality. You bring your pain and you bring your strength. And you're honest when you make mistakes, and we're happy when you're successful. So I'm grateful to have you guys. Thank you for that. And so I'll continue with you, but we'll just have the Pointing Your Home show for half an hour from 8 to 8:30 going forward. As I've looked around at rentals in the D.C. market, it is surprising to me to see how much rent is for a two-bedroom apartment. A two-bedroom apartment is now $2,900 at most places. In most places in the two-bedroom condominium category in Northwest and even getting into Southwest. This is an average. Why? What are you going to get for $2,900? You're going to get a two-bedroom, two-bath condominium with maybe a parking space. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of considering purchasing real estate right now. Even though prices have gone to great heights, if you look at real estate from two perspectives, one is the cost of the purchase and the other is the cost of maintaining the purchase. Okay. If a property is $450,000 and it was $300,000 7 years ago, you could say, well, it's overpriced now at $450,000. But remember, we've seen interest rates continue to drift lower. They're really now almost at all-time lows. So with the cost of money being cheap, I think there's a great likelihood you're going to see real estate continue to be buoyed. I don't think there's going to be a great recession in real estate. Of course, the economy itself may falter in some fashion that I cannot actually foresee, but with low interest rates, I think whatever kind of recession we might have in real estate is going to be very minor. So let's see what happens. Hey, why is it raining plastic in the Rocky Mountains? Well, I'm an environmentalist. I'm a businessman who has an environmental interest. I joined the Sierra Club 30 years ago 1989, became a life member, which at that time was putting up pretty good sum of money at that time as a single guy, just, you know, a few years in the business of real estate, so that I could get their monthly magazine and feel like I've got some ownership in what we're doing as a country to maintain the quality of the natural beauty that we enjoy. And I think it's a lot to say that Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and other counties have focused so much on preserving open space that we really do have an exceptional area among cities. We really do have a great city environment because of how many open areas and how much we focus on the environment here. I bring this up because I read an article that shocked me, and it was about the fact that there is plastic that we are finding. Microplastics are just a part of nature now. Now, if you look at the Rocky Mountains, if you go up on the heights, apparently there are microplastics, which are pieces of plastic, microscopically small, that are appearing on 90% of the samples, okay, around the globe. This really does concern me. And I do think it has a lot of potential harm. If we continue to allow this, we're going to actually cover our planet in these. I'm really opposed to the use of plastic unless it's recycled effectively. And I think that we need to be conscious of this. You know, it's really, it's hard to get away from plastic because it's on everything that we use. But having the conversation, discussing it, and looking for alternatives, I think is an important part of what we can do, not just as Americans, but as Earthlings. What does Earthlings remind you of, Ken Hunter? Earthlings, is that like Lost in Space or something?
When you say that, it brings the, what was the Michael Rennie movie that actually had WMAL in the film, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original.
WMAL was in that film?
Yeah, one of the scenes where a newscaster was broadcasting the news.
Yeah.
It had a flag over the microphone saying WMAL.
I did not know that. I'll have to look for that.
Now you'll have to go watch it.
I will. Well, we'll take a quick break. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back. I'm so happy to have Stuart Rosenthal join me. Stuart is the publisher of the Beacon newspaper, as you know. As many of you love Stuart, and you comment on that, you appreciate his knowledge and wisdom. You know, he produces this free publication, and the publication has all kinds of great articles, which are for those of us over 50. So everything from health to travel to money to what else, Stuart?
Arts.
Housing. Right. I mean, you covered the gambit.
We try to.
Yeah. In fact, you guys have a special expo coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is our 20th year, believe it or not, of having the 50-plus expo.
Wow.
Yeah. So as always, we're going to have a very interesting keynote speaker. This is going to be Dr. Matthew Mintz, who's a top doctor, Washington top doctor, and internist who has come around to thinking there's some value in cannabis and CBD. And he's going to talk about how he learned that, what the science is behind it, and what he recommends for, you know, who might benefit from it and who should stay away from it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then we're going to have, of course, flu shots as always. But this year, Giant's providing them. And not only do they do flu shots, but pneumonia, tetanus, and the Shingrix shingles vaccine. So you can get a lot of things taken care of at once.
Oh, wow.
At the expo this year. And, of course, we have all kinds of exhibitors of all kinds, nonprofit organizations, businesses, government agencies, providing information and services to people over 50 for all walks of life.
Fantastic. And we'll have a table there. The Eric Stewart Group will have a table there, and either myself or one of my team members will be there to answer any questions you have about real estate. If you come by, feel free to do that and enjoy. It's really quite nice. There's plenty of good conversations that can be had about a variety of topics, and you may have been just thinking through, should I age in place? Should I not? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what to do, and you need to talk to professionals about that process. This is a good opportunity to to kind of browse, and you can, depending on whether you go to the Virginia one or you go to the one in Montgomery County.
We should tell them the dates, don't you think?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, so the Virginia one is Sunday, September 22nd, from noon to 4 at the Springfield Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, Sunday, October 6th, at the Silver Spring Civic Center in downtown Silver Spring.
Wonderful.
Also noon to 4.
Wonderful.
And they're both free.
And
bring your friends.
Yeah. Okay, right. So, Stuart, every week you bring us a little savvy, pithy maxim from your knowledge base at the Beacon newspaper.
Now you're setting me up. Okay.
I am setting you up. I'm setting you up for the following, which you don't know what I'm about
to do. No, I don't.
Okay, so we're going to play a little kind of a guessing game here, okay? Stump the Stuart. There
okay.
we go. Okay, so do you think that Alzheimer's can be stopped?
Interesting. They have not yet developed a way to do that, but they are making progress. They are really finding many different elements of ways of getting into the brain, into the substance of what's going on with Alzheimer's, and I think they hope to be able to do that someday. They're not onto it yet, as far as I know.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. Based on my research, there's no cure for Alzheimer's, but it may be possible to hold off dementia, even in people who have a genetic risk.
Uh-huh.
So researchers have been reporting at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference that the key is not just one factor, though, okay, that several studies have shown that following a combination of healthy lifestyle habits and the more healthy habits a person adopts, the lower the risk of cognitive decline.
Yes.
So here lies the rub, right? It's adopting new changes that require real change, especially when we have built patterns in our lives of how we eat, how we sleep, what we watch.
Very hard to break those patterns.
Hard to. But coming to the realization that we cannot control or manage our lives anymore, if we're not doing a good job of managing our life and coming to the truth of that, I think we all do at different times. Change really comes when there's finally enough pain to cause you to want to change.
Right. Generally from within, but sometimes from without.
True. So if you think about, if we could reinforce lifestyle factors and encourage our listeners to embrace a change, they're suggesting there are really five factors, okay? Mm-hmm. They're talking about one that's called the mind diet.
Oh, that ties in with the story on our upcoming Beacon.
So are you serious?
I am.
No. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Mediterranean dash intervention for neurodegenerative delay, which is made up of leafy green vegetables, beans, olive oils, nuts, poultry, while avoiding red meat, sweets, and fried foods. Which is why I haven't actually done this, because that's just not me.
Well, you know what they call this is a new field called nutritional psychiatry. That's what our story is about.
Seriously?
Yes, because they're finding that there are things that happen in our gut, in our intestines, that really affect our mood and our brain and our health in general throughout the body.
So, do you have a specific food that you would recommend for happiness?
I think you discussed a lot of them. For me personally, it's chocolate. But but in terms of what they're saying, I think whole grains, protein, probiotic-rich foods like plain yogurt, fresh fruits and vegetables, those kinds of things. Yeah, things that really we're being advised to do for heart health as well as brain health.
Fascinating. So let's remember, too, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the most common form of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Dementia is the set. Alzheimer's is a subset within dementia. The risk of Alzheimer's is higher overall among people with the genetic APOE4 mutation. If you're familiar with that, you know what I'm talking about. So consider this mind diet as one of the factors, one way that you can change. So what do you think is another way?
Exercise.
Exercise is another way.
Mm-hmm.
So changing up your exercise. I like to run, but I find that running, after a while, I like to do it every 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it every day...
Yeah. Too much damage, to the joints.
It actually does, the pounding. So I've gotten in the habit now of using a foam roller to roll my IT band.
Uh-huh.
You know what I discovered? It's fascinating that the pain that we often feel in our knees as we're getting older when we're running, it's not a knee issue.
Right.
It's really this band. If you're not familiar, it originates, I believe, in the hip area and then inserts across the thigh to the other side and actually helps to hold the kneecap in place. And so as it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, it pulls that kneecap, which makes it painful.
Right. And the hamstrings also and the quadriceps are important to strengthen because they hold the knee in place.
Exactly. So doing exercises to build your legs, build balance, and doing things that stretch as well as build strength, important to do that. Mm-hmm. What do you think another key factor is?
I would say another one is going to be mental challenges, making sure that you're learning new things. Learning new languages, learning a new instrument, doing something different, because that our brains are plastic. They continue to grow and change as we challenge them.
Exactly. So as you do things that are different, you are forcing the synapses in your brains to connect as opposed to just doing the same thing. It's just it's a mental health in the same way that we just talked about exercising. Mm-hmm. You're exercising the brain muscle. So keep exercising your brain muscle. That factor with a healthy diet and with physical exercise. What do you think number four is?
I would say being social, being with other people.
Social, good. So speaking with other people, having conversations, and staying active in conversation is another way of working your brain, but it also works a lot of other parts of your body. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is sleep. Mm. Getting enough rest, making sure that you sleep well. So good. Five factors.
If you do all those other things, you will sleep well. You'll be exercising. You'll be socializing. You'll be tired. You'll go to bed.
So here, the fact is that we also have other things to do in life, right? Like work and cook and clean and, so on and so on and so on. And so managing your life around those five things, especially as you're getting older, perhaps you can afford the time as you get older to do that because you've been able to save. Perhaps you can't. So just remember, this isn't a list like, you have to do all of these things all at the same time. You are your own person. You have an opportunity to employ what we're talking about here for your own life. Take steps as you see fit to exercise, sleep well, eat a mind diet, consider being social. And then the last thing?
Listen to Eric Stewart.
Listen to Eric Stewart. All right, Stewart, thanks for joining me
Thank you for having me.
Pointing you home, right here on WMAL. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.